We are regularly talking about the cost of living, and with good reason. It's affecting us all. We are all short of cash at the moment. Even people who have well-paying jobs still have high mortgages or big rents or are seeing their incomes suffer. And a lot of people are obviously dealing with this by making cutbacks. Well, one area that you need to be really careful when you're reviewing how much you're spending and cutbacks is on your pets. And we know during COVID, a lot of people bought a pet for the first time and actually paid a lot of money for their pets. And perhaps they didn't always realise how much the upkeep is on the pet, whether it's vet bills or just food. Kathy Capellas-McLeod is a dog behaviour expert. We talked to her on the show about pets. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Clinton.
Good to have your time today. I think this is a really good issue that you've raised. Concerns that when people are battling with cost of living pressures, they might not be thinking about how much they do need to still spend on their pets, whether they're doing it tough or not.
Yeah, and it's truly important because our pets mean the world to us, or so they should do. And there's many ways that we can go around in a better way than some are doing if one finds themselves struggling to look after their pets.
We know a lot of people bought a cat or a dog perhaps for the first time during COVID. Do you think when that occurred, because of lockdown, maybe some people didn't realise the other costs involved other than the upfront purchase price?
Yeah, and probably even some prior to COVID too, but yeah, definitely a good point with COVID because people got lonely, so pets seemed to be in the number one priority then, funnily enough, and the prices were pretty astronomical with what they were charging, and some people weren't even getting a real pet, were they? There was a lot of scams going on. That aside, though, people were paying a ridiculous amount of money for the dogs, and the amount of money that they would be paying for that one dog, that would be enough to feed a dog, you know, and look after its vet care for a good couple of years or more. So it does sort of make you scratch your head a little bit about how much we do pay for our pets, but then some of them, continue to sort of, the feeding can be actually just on that too, Clinton. Feeding doesn't have to be as expensive as what some people make it out to be too. If we look after our dogs well enough, and if they don't undergo any health issues or they haven't had any injuries, the vet costs can reduce, you know, quite significantly too. We know there's pet insurance, and that's another subject for another day, but I just don't like excuses that are made for not looking after one's pets.
With inflation, we know that inflation is affecting so many different areas of the economy. Have you witnessed, you mentioned feeding, for pet food, for other things that are essentials, have those prices gone up a lot?
Yeah, everything's gone up, and definitely within the pet food industry has, and even toys and all the like as well. When it comes to pet food too, there's obviously who feeds raw, who feeds just dog biscuits, and who's in between, who cooks for their dogs. Now, interestingly enough, without getting into a debate about what's better, obviously your processed foods, they tend to come up a lot more expensive. And if you cook for your dogs and you give them some raw meaty food, a lot of dogs love that sort of stuff and it's great for them. Some dogs can't handle it for their stomach. That's understandable. But a lot of that sort of a diet, which ironically is sometimes many would argue that, this food, the raw food, would be, better than what the processed foods are that are very expensive. But this raw food, it's not that expensive. I myself buy a lot of food that I cook up for my dogs, and it comes not because I'm cutting down on costs, it's actually because I want to feed my dogs better quality food. And the irony of it is that better quality food is often cheaper than your processed bags of dog biscuits.
Do you need to know what you're doing, though, if you're cooking dog food?
Yeah, you do, yeah. And there's lots of education out there. There's books that have been written even by vets about one that's been around for many years, where he's actually against even doing processed foods. He feels that raw foods and cooked foods are better for your dog. So yeah, have some education about it, because we can't be giving dogs cooked bones, because that's dangerous for them. Well, we need to know what their stomach can handle. Some dogs have got a cast iron stomach, and they can get away with eating more meaty bones and cooked mince, etc., and even raw mince for some folks with vegetables. Often, it satisfies them a lot more than what these biscuits that are purported to be complete and balanced. And I certainly wouldn't want to be giving my dogs a complete and balanced meal for the rest of their life made up of biscuits and nothing but biscuits. So just feeding, going to the shop and buying, you know, chicken and mince. And you don't have to even get the human grade if you don't want to. There's, you know, pet shops that sell them. You know, they can get some good nurturing out of that food, and it won't cost an arm and a leg if you do it well with putting some veggies in amongst it, or, you know, some tuna, which is, you know, very affordable too. So there's ways to go around it. There's never excuse. Never an excuse.
If you are struggling with costs, what are the non-negotiables when it comes to having an animal, the things you really should not be cutting back on?
Yeah. So food definitely number one as a priority. Fresh water all the time. That's just a no-brainer. Having some comfort for your dog. And like today here in Perth, we've got, you know, pretty wicked weather, and, you know, you wouldn't want to have your dog outside. So you'd want to make sure you've got some, you know, comfortable bedding. And look, dogs aren't precious in that regard. You can, you know, go to, you know, a good sandwich shop and get some really good bedding for your dog, and they'll be wrapped with that. Mm. So you don't have to get caught up into all the fancy things. That dogs aren't fancy. We like to do that. If you can, that's fantastic. There's nothing against that. But just having some comfortable bedding, and just have some money aside for vet bills, because they're the ones that can creep up. But like I said, if your dog just needs to go in once a year for vaccinations, then that's not as expensive as what we're made to believe it is. But if you're obviously, you know, your dog, you know, unfortunately, if they're ill or if they've been injured, that's when a little bit more expense comes in. But it's like having that emergency money. Just put some aside. And vets are really good. They'll do their very best by their clients to ensure that they come to some sort of an agreement with the payment side of things. So there's always people out there to help.
Yeah, really good advice. Thank you so much for your time, Kathy.
Thanks, Clinton.
Kathy Capellas-McLeod, who's a dog behaviour consultant.